This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 1:43. This is Nation Radio. Jungle Jim Hunter coming up at the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. And, of course, at 4, it's Jeff Grischel. And tonight at 7 o'clock at Clark Park, we have the big game. And you can head down to the game. FC playing Minnesota Stars. Joined now by Scott Francis Winder, a man about town. Is that how you want me to introduce you, Scott, or do you have a special introduction you've written?
No, I leave that up to you, radio guys.
It's probably a mistake. Big game tonight for the FC, and big news that beverages are now available for purchase. That's an outstanding addition.
Yes, it's been a long process, but I think we're all glad that we've come through those final hurdles, and it's now an alcohol park. So.
And the great thing is Mother Nature is cooperating. Anybody going to the game is going to want to have one or two.
Yeah, I suspect that'll be the case.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this big project for FC. This is a great cause and a fun project, and FC is known for that. Let's talk a little bit about the 48-hour Guinness World Record video game marathon. This goes August 6th and 7th and 8th, right?
Yeah, kicks off Monday at 8 a.m. and should wrap up Wednesday at 8 a.m. The current world record is only 39 hours, so that final 11-hour push is going to be a tough one.
Now, this is you playing someone else. Is that correct?
I'm playing on behalf of the Ronald McDonald House, and the other player is playing on behalf of FC Edmonton, and it's kind of a joint promo between the two of us to kind of raise some money for the Ronald McDonald House.
And how can people get involved either by, you know, helping out to contribute or volunteers or anything like that?
Yeah, I think we're still looking for about four more witnesses. Guinness Book of World Records has this, you know, kind of really stringent policies about witnessing and verifying the records. So I think we're looking for probably three more witnesses. So if they want to come down to the site during Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and offer to help, that would be great. But other than that, all ticket sales for the August 8th game, so the FC Edmonton game on the August 8th, share of the proceeds is actually going to the Ronald McDonald House. So if they want to come out and have some beverages in the sun, that would be a enjoyable way to help out.
And where is it at the mall, just so that everybody knows?
It's at the New Cap stage, so that's that stage kind of right in front of HMV.
Okay, cool.
So.
And so you're going to be, how many breaks do you get in an hour, like four?
No, we get a 10-minute break after every hour.
Okay, wow. So you got to do an hour and then a 10-minute break.
Do an hour, 10-minute break. We've got tons of sponsors too, so. McDonald's is providing us all the food we can eat. Coke is providing us all of the NOS energy drink we can drink. The Brick's been kind enough to give us television. Sony's given us PlayStation. EA Sports given us the video games. So
it should be
an interesting time.
That's one thing that I really love about Edmonton. You know, just reading the press release, the amount of corporate support and prizing and really good deeds here by a lot of really terrific companies here in Edmonton.
Well, I think the big catch for that is the Ronald McDonald House is such a worthwhile charity, and of course the local soccer team is a great cause and a great team themselves. So you know it's a good blend of people and a great support from the community. So
anybody who wants to, one more time, anybody who wants to help out, be a volunteer or a witness, how do they get in touch with you?
The best way would just be to come down to the site. We've got some people on site every day that'll be kind of coordinating. So if they want to pop by the mall, virtually any time after 8 a.m. on Monday, before 8 a.m. on Wednesday, they can kind of drop by and somebody will help them coordinate some help. Or they could purchase a ticket to the Wednesday game, the August 8th game, and that as well would be help. So.
Now, do you have time to stick around and talk a little bit about Oilers, or do you have to scoot?
You know what? Actually, I've been so busy the past couple of weeks that I'm actually probably not the most informed person, so I don't know if that would be the best. I haven't had the standard amount of time to catch up on, you know, your blog as well as every other blog. So.
Well, let me just ask you, are you happy with the progress of the arena?
I am. Okay. If anybody knows who I am, I'm a huge supporter of the Downtown Arena cause. I think that we've made some big leaps and bounds, you know, in the last 2 years, and I'm excited to see what happens. So I think that we're getting closer and closer and closer to that final finish line. So,
All right, Scott, thanks so much. Appreciate it very much, your time, and have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to, I might scoot out there and watch you win.
Yeah, well, pop by. I'll buy you a beer.
Beautiful. All right. That's Scott Francis Winder. And just to let you know, it's a world record in kindness is what it's being called. Ronald McDonald House, Northern Alberta, in cooperation with FC Edmonton Soccer and a team of partners hosting a 48-hour Guinness World Record video game marathon, 6th, 7th, and 8th, just around the corner at West Edmonton Mall's New Cap Stage. 48-hour, three-day event, attempting to break their current record of 38 hours. So, I mean, that is a long, long time. And Scott and a bunch of other volunteers are going to be on it and doing it. And I want to mention the sponsors, because they're good folks. FC Edmonton, EA Sports, West Edmonton Mall, Flamin Fitness, Mr. Mike's, Coke, NOS Energy Drink, The Brick, and McDonald's. The event bringing attention to the most important work being done by Ronald McDonald House, Northern Alberta. So check it out. If you're a fan of EA Sports FIFA 12, you're going to get a good look at it over a long period of time. Joe, do you play that game?
I do, and I'm pretty sure I've played video games for a lot longer consecutively. There just hasn't been anyone from Guinness around to market.
You know what I was thinking is that my kids, every Christmas morning, this would have been no problem.
See, it's a younger man's generation, I guess. We just heard from Corey Graham, by the way.
Oh,
He's big-timing us today.
What did he do? Where is he at?
He's at a bachelor party. So he apologized.
Okay, that's no problem. You know what? I was young once. It was 1,000 years ago, and we used to have to take a horse and carriage to the bachelor parties, but I do remember them, and they were a lot of fun. So we'll catch Corey probably next week. We do have a little bit of time here, so I want to talk a little bit about the Edmonton Oilers and what they've done. Not a lot over the last week or so, but at the beginning of the show, and when we're talking about Jason Greger, and we're talking about him too, but when we're talking with Jason, there was a conversation about injuries and the Taylors and the Tylers and the Ryans. And Tanner Hall tweeted out earlier today, this morning, as a matter of fact, he said, "It feels great to be back on the ice almost 4 months to the day of surgery." And when we talk about the Edmonton Oilers 12-13, I think that the Nail Yakupovs and the Justin Schultz, the newbies, the new hires who are young, along with these kids like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Jordan Eberle, Taylor Hall, Sam Gagner will include in there as well, and Jeff Petrie, Devin Dubnyk, those young guns, they're going to be a year better. But a lot of what we're going to experience this year, especially early, I think, is going to be dependent on how everyone is recovering from injury. Now, Taylor's back on the ice now, and, you know, he's a young man. He'll recover very quickly, but that was a major item, the surgery. And he may not be the same. It might actually be good if the season starts a little bit late for Taylor Hall, but he may not be the same until November, mid-November, even Christmas time. An outstanding talent, though. You never want to count out a guy who's that talented, number one overall pick. But the Ryan Whitney injury and recovery, we talked to Jason about that. That's a huge item, too, because, you know, I've been hammering this all summer about needing a top four defenseman, and I believe the Oilers do, because I like their top pairing of Smead and Petrie. I think that's terrific. I really like young Justin Schultz. I think that was a huge day, a banner day for Edmonton Oilers fans everywhere, because we, you know, if you're my age, you saw Paul Coffey leave, you saw Gretzky leave, you saw Messier leave, Fear, Anderson, Curry, all of them left via trade. And the reason they were traded was because you either trade them or lose them for nothing. That's the way the world is. Justin Schultz is the first guy I can recall choosing Edmonton when he had all kinds of opportunity. We heard Ottawa and Vancouver and Detroit and all different cities that were interested in him. He chose Edmonton. That's a big deal. But he's still a young player, and it may take him some time to be able to you know, really impact the power play and 5-on-5 and all of those things. So with the injury to Ryan Whitney and his recovery, and he's had a chance to train all year, and Jason Greger will have him on the radio on Tuesday, so make sure you listen for that. It'll be a big deal talking about his progress. With the fact that Taylor Hall has been hurt, had surgery, he's going to be back. Nail Yakupov obviously had some injuries in junior. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins spent some time injured. Those will be a major impact on the Edmonton Oilers. There's also the age factor, which is Ryan Smith, Nikolai Habibulin, Andy Sutton, Sean Horkoff, we can include that, Eric Bélanger. The Oilers are a very young team, and then at the other end, they have some players who are a little bit older. So the idea of hiring a top four defenseman, from my point of view, if Ryan Whitney's healthy, then you don't have to worry about that. the Nikolai Habibulin situation is one that is 1 year away from being solved. He has 1 year left on his four-year deal. Once that's done, the Oilers will be looking for another goaltender to pair with Devan Dubnyk, one imagines. Tyler Bunns and Olivier Waugh may be ready to step in, but you can't count on that. There are some Edmonton Oilers bloggers and fans, Jonathan Willis, David Staples, have stated it last week on this show. They talked about goaltending being a major issue. Somebody like Jonathan Bernier maybe being available, someone that you might be able to bring in and then have Habibulin play his final year in Russia or trade that contract or whatever the case may be. Don't think that's as big a need as defense. But Ryan Whitney being healthy changes all of that. So the Edmonton Oilers may be getting information that's not available to us as fans that says, hey, you know what, Whitney will be fine. Don't worry about it. He can play top four. He can turn. Remember, he was having that trouble when he came back. And he did adjust a little bit, but it was an issue. So there are a lot of factors still in play for the Edmonton Oilers. We don't know what the cap number is going to be. We won't until the new CBA has been negotiated and signed. There are also free agents out there, maybe trades to be made. As Jason said, unlikely a free agent would be signed, but maybe a trade. We'll talk about this more next weekend, but from my point of view, if Ryan Whitney is healthy, then the Edmonton Oilers might be done. And if he's going to be able to play top 4 minutes, you never know. This team might, if Taylor Hall can recover quickly enough, if all Nuge and Yak and all of those guys are fine, it's going to be a dynamite hockey club. Might not make the playoffs, might still have some holes defensively, may have some issues as far as goaltending is concerned. Still going to be a fun team to watch. My thanks to Jason Greger, Eric Tulski, Thomas Trance, Jim Breyers, Corey Graham not, but Guy Flaming, and also Scott Francis Winder. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you next week. High noon.